This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. Pleasure to be with Dappy in the middle of actual nowhere. Tell us where we are, man.
We're in Guildford in a secluded destination, but I won't say exactly where.
Okay, so this is your studio.
Yeah.
And this is where the magic happens,
dude.
This is
exactly where the magic happens. I can't wait to show you a lot around. It's very exciting, actually.
So you're going to give us a guided tour and stuff like that?
Of course.
First of all, let's talk about the success of Rockstar. Was there any kind of, in your mind, after the success of No Regrets, how do you go on the back of a number one, an epic number one like that, into single number two, where the pressure kind of increases a bit more, doesn't it?
Of course. I mean, No Regrets was a big, massive message song, and there was a lot said in there, and I just thought, in order to top it, I have to kind of do it again, and that's why I mentioned quite a few name references. Not saying I'm going to do that again on the third one,
yeah,
but I had to keep it consistent with that type of sound and type of lyrication to for you to get a kind of a consistent sound, so you think, oh, that's the one song, that's the second song, oh, they both kind of sound the same, and then the third one I've got to do something completely off the cuff. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm just lining it up for the album. Do you know what I'm saying? So I mean, Rockstar thought, here we go, okay, what am I going to do? The thing is, it was a coincidence, because I already wrote Rockstar before I reached out to Mr. Brian May, and I was watching something, and he bigged me up at the Q Awards, and he said I should win Ivan Novello Award for the lyrics and for No Regrets, and I was like, gobsmacked. I was like, okay.
So Brian May is backing you for an Ivor?
Yeah, he said that. Apparently he's nominated me for an Ivor Novello for No Regrets as well. This is exactly what's happening. Yeah,
and that would be well deserved.
Yeah,
well
deserved. He's done it for me, he said. But yeah, so then I was like, is it? And I saw it, and I couldn't believe it. So then I sent him an email. I got his email. I sent him an email. I said, listen, by coincidence, I've wrote a song called Rockstar, and I've saw the big up. And thank you very much. Honour, what an honour. Can you play on my second single? It's called Rockstar. And you are one of the biggest rock stars in the world. I sent him the music, and 5 hours, he had the piece played back, finished, done. And I was like, oh, my God. And then we was in the video.
And he's been with
back.
You. Yeah, the journey has been you and Brian. So the video, the course, performances you've done, that must have just... Has he just provided you with some kind of weird inspiration?
Yeah, it's like, wow, he realised that I'm a good musician, and he knows I know about scales and melody and top lines and great songs and lyrics. So that's like, yes, thank God, at least he brought me out in the light and gave me the time of day. Do you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of this process is you proving people wrong, isn't it?
Of course, this whole year, innit, that's what I need to do. Like, yeah. I said, Brits, I don't feel I deserve it just yet. Like I said, I want a couple number ones and a big, massive album, sell over 500,000 copies, hopefully. And then, hopefully, I'll deserve to be there for a little nomination, maybe next year or the year after.
Fingers crossed, man. Introduce Rockstar for us now, dude.
This is Alex. This is my brother from another mother. This is Dappy featuring Brian May. Rockstar, enjoy.
The In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand at Dappy's studio. Let's talk about the history of this place for you as an artist. Because this isn't the first time you've worked here, is it?
Nope. This is like my second home now. I've done 2 N-Dubs albums here, and yeah, they sold a lot as well from this place. It's a good thing to know you've done something here and it's been successful. And then you know when you come back, you're like, yeah, let's not break what's made the glory. Do you know what I mean?
So this feels like a home for you, almost, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Good memories.
Most definitely. I can't wait to show you a lot around. Seriously, man, I want to show you a lot around. I've got so many things to do in this place. Unbelievable.
The third single is going to be called Yin Yang.
Possibly, and it's again, it's completely off the cuff, and I've gone crazy with it. It's just, I think you're gonna love this. Is just right on the nail for summer. Do you know what I mean?
Can you? I mean, the last time we spoke to you, you'd got Rockstar in your mind, and you gave us a brief insight into some of the lyrics.
Oh God!
Is there anything with Yin Yang you can give away? Is there going to be a gospel choir again? Celebrity references? What's it going to be?
Can I just keep this one a secret for you, Al? Because if I tell you the lyrics, you're going to love it. I promise you're going to love the lyrics. Very clever, but the thing is, it's a great story. Do you know what I mean? It's just... Just leave it. Just listen to it. I want your
ears
to do...
We'll leave it for now.
Yeah, just leave it. Because it's a bit intergalactic, I think.
We'll look forward to it, dude. Introduce an N-Dubs track for us. Choose anything, man, for the back catalogue.
This is N-Dubs. Girls, enjoy it.
This is the In Demand podcast.
In Demand tonight with Dappy in his studio. Right, I'm going to call this part the rumour mill, Dappy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's set some things straight.
Okay.
You've always been honest with me.
Yeah, always.
One Direction are going to work with you on their next album.
Possibly, yeah, and I think it will be amazing. I haven't spoke to them recently, but I would love to. Yes, most definitely.
They've done well, those boys, haven't they?
Of course they have, of course.
Flying the British flag. Are you going to take your stuff to the States?
Of course I am. They've released their album. Certain people released their album that have gone to America. I just want to wait until I release my album, hopefully pick up an award, and then I can fly the flag. And,
okay, you know what I mean? Cool. You said Ollie Murs couldn't sing.
He can sing, but that performance there in the Brits, he just went a bit flat for most of the time, so...
I would agree with you.
See what I'm saying now? Yeah. Do you see? It's not just me. I can sing, I'll keep it in tune. I'm
Now, is this because he was being fed something in his ear that would have put him off? As a professional, if you're performing live, if something goes wrong, lead to a bad performance?
He's got in-ears, right? And he's supposed to have... everything nice and he's supposed to have a lot of reverb in there. It could have been dry. It could have been like the keys and the synths could be too low for him to hear his notation, and he slightly went off a bit flat. It could be anything. But I don't care about the technical aspect. It was the Brits. And he's done it wrong.
It should have been better.
You know what I mean?
You've reached out to Adele and Rihanna for future collaborations.
Yeah, possibly. I've got another single called Dare to Dream, and wow, this is huge. And... the hook, possibly, I want it to be sung by a female. And
okay.
I thought to myself, it's either going to be Riri or it's either going to be Adele if I can get her out of that big mansion of hers. Because she's chilling right now with how many Grammys and how many Brits?
And the beauty of what you've released so far has been there's been no guest vocalist.
Yeah.
Aside from the gospel choir.
Of course.
Which would have been an obvious route to take. A lot of people do that these days. Mm-hmm. It kind of increases the attention that a record's going to get.
Of course.
Is there anyone on the album, you don't have to give it away, that you've nailed so far for a track?
At the moment, it's purely Dappy because I'm killing it, but I would love to get a huge name on there. Of course I would.
Is this next song going to be like a summer anthem?
Wait, I've got a third single called Yin Yang, and the thing is, it's not necessarily up-tempo, but it's got more... it's a bit slower, but then off the back of that, there's an up-tempo song called Come With Me that I did on my Rockstar tour that everyone's already heard of and buzzing on YouTube about, and that's exactly what you're saying. So you'll hear two songs roughly at the same time, Yin Yang and the other one.
So that's going to be like an Ibiza anthem.
Yes, that's coming now. That's coming,
stuff,
of course that's coming.
Dappy, you're going to show us around. That's going to go online, indemand.fm. Right now, introduce No Regrets for us, man.
Wow, this is my debut single. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Dappy, Alex, this is No Regrets. Enjoy.
Make sure you've subscribed and get the best of the guests every weekend.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight, welcoming back Stooshy.
Hello!
To In Demand
Thank
HQ.
You.
Hey! So brand new single is Love Me, cleaned up nicely for our sensitive ears, but the dirty version is still on YouTube, that's fine, we can still indulge in that, featuring Travis McCoy, and he's in the video as well.
Yeah.
So you must have filmed the video before I saw you last time. Amazing. So how was he?
Amazing.
Amazing.
It was really cool, really cool, wanting to laugh and joke about with you, and then he had somewhere to be at like 1 o'clock, but it was like, no, I'm not going until I'm sure that I've made sure it's correct. And then we had a gig with him in Coco in Camden
a few weeks ago,
and he came and was like, hi girls,
chilling in our dressing room. We went and took over his tour bus. It was really he's a gentle giant, he's wicked, he's so tall.
And he kind of has no... He's almost like he's not got any bones in his body.
He's so gangly. He's
like
lovely.
Mr. Soft from the Soft Mentality or something like that. So Travi is in the video as well, because actually sometimes when you do features, you don't get to meet the person who's doing the feature.
No, we wasn't... Because we had a couple of rappers try it out as well, and
Oh, can you tell us who?
I don't know.
I'll kill the mics and then tell me.
No.
Wow, I can't believe you ditched Eminem for
Imagine. No, the other rappers that we tried were amazing, and they're really big, and it was really overwhelming to even have them try it, but it wasn't what we was looking for on the track. It was we really wanted someone really light-hearted and tongue-in-cheek way of writing. So, and Travi got that to a T.
That's his thing, isn't
it? He was down to have fun.
So going back to Betty Was Gone.
Yes.
One of the In Demand team suggested this to me, that we did, because Betty Was Gone's quite street. You girls are savvy when it comes to what's going on and stuff like that. So I've got a test for you.
Okay.
These are genuine things from the Urban Dictionary. Have you seen the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, we got our name from the Urban Dictionary.
Queens. What does Stooshy mean?
Well, stush was in... Well, we know the word stush and we looked it up in the Urban Dictionary and it means like all different things. So we like that. And then okay. we added she on the end.
That's perfect. Well, I'm going to test you. And actually, you can take some of these away. These okay. I've not even vetoed these.
Come on, girls.
So
okay.
God knows what we might come up with. But these are genuine from the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Stunting.
Oh, that means fronting, like, why are you stunting for, bruv? Like, yeah. why are you trying
you
it?
Yeah, I know that one. It
Got
says, to look real good and know that you look good. Unleaded.
Unleaded?
Yeah.
Is that petrol?
I was like, ain't that petrol?
No.
Unleaded. Oh unleaded. Okay, does that mean a virgin?
She's not...
I like that, that's good. They're
not... Is that, why?
Not it means decaf it. Coffee.
Oh, what are these terms?
Can I have an unleaded, please? That really makes sense.
No.
Ramp tramp.
Ramp tramp.
The girl that gets around town.
It's a girl who goes to a skate park to look cool, but doesn't really know what's happening.
Oh, okay. Oh,
what is he?
Low pro po.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rap. Low pro. How do you do that?
Undercover police officers.
The po-po.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh. Undies.
Noids.
Noids.
Yeah.
Is it sexual?
No, it's not.
Noids.
It could be.
Muscle.
Roids. Steroids.
It means a slang word for paranoia. So,
oh, my God. Noids.
The noids.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in myself right now.
I'm going to give you those.
Thank you.
And I'd like one of those to appear in a sushi song in the
future.
Yeah,
they will.
Yeah, definitely.
They will. That would be perfect for a sushi song. And I had a turkey drop that food.
Already working.
Done.
Girls, I've got one more job. That's to introduce your brand new song to the world. The radio is yours. Go for it.
Okay, we are Stushy.
And this is our new single, Love Me, featuring Travis
McCoy.
Stushy, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James tonight, joined by Goche. So hello, sir. I'm going to give you a round of applause, but you deserve it.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks.
Get you. There's no stopping you, is there? This is pretty crazy what you're going through at the moment. How are you feeling at the moment?
Oh, I'm not feeling too crazy. It hasn't been, you know, people mobbing my tour bus or anything like that. But, hit singles and things, that's all new territory.
So let's go through a few stats that I've got in front of me. It's obviously number one here in the UK again this week. Top 10 in every country it's been released in. Number one in Canada, Ireland, Denmark, Switzerland, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Greece, the list goes on. And you...
Australia.
Australia, of course. Well, I was about to say, I was coming to Australia because you beat the Savage Garden record.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think it is about the song that has just caught people's attention?
I guess it's a few facets. I think it's part of it, I think, is the slow burn nature of it. It's very, you know, it withholds a lot before it sort of hits you with the chorus and then I think unravels even more in the second chorus. You know, the kind of surprise aspect, the two-person perspective. Yeah, it's got a pretty intense dynamic from very, you know, very soft and introspective to something quite keening and angsty. So I think those dynamics, I think, seem to appeal to people.
And is it written from personal experience? Tell us the story of the song.
There's personal experience that prompted some of the lines in my lyric, but there's definite elements of fiction as well. So it's kind of a bunch of memories. I think, you know, the first line of a song, Now and Then I Think of When We Were Together, that in a way sums up my approach to kind of using elements of memory and kind of trying to sort of peer through the fog of memory to previous relationships. And, you know, because sometimes those memories can get that foggy that, you know, they might be fiction.
Definitely. So tell us about the girl who's on the record as well, because a lot of people, the first time I played it on In Demand, a lot of the listeners thought it was Katy Perry. You have to explain
really?
That it's not Katy Perry. It's this girl called Kimbra. But who is she? Who is she to you?
Well, Kimbra is now a friend and a musical compatriot. We've now done quite a few shows together and I hope we'll collaborate on something again. She is she's a remarkable musician. Her record's already come out in Australia and a few other places around the world. I don't think it's out here yet. She's working on more tracks for it, but checking out, she's got plenty of songs online and some great videos, so people would do well to check out some of Kimbra's music too.
And the video process for the song is kind of a weird video. There's no harm in saying that. You've probably heard worse, the way it's maybe been described to. And it's good that Kimbra is in there. We're assuming that's Kimbra that's in there as well. But for people who haven't seen it, it's quite a technical affair with, I don't know, just lots of different colour and naked body parts. Body painting. So whose idea was the video?
That was Natasha Pincus, who directed and edited the clip. She pretty much had the whole concept sorted and presented it to me. And I was kind of like, wow, you know, I'm going to trust you to make this be as potent as it appears on paper.
And nearly 100 million views now on YouTube.
It's incredible.
It is. It's just crazy. Dude, we're going to play it now. Then we're going to find out a little bit more about you. But for the time being, introduce the song the UK is number one for us right now, mate.
Alrighty, this is Gautier here on In Demand, my tune, Somebody That I Used to Know, featuring Kimbra.
The In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand tonight with Gautier still on the show. We're going to find out a little bit more about you now, if that's all right.
All right.
You ready for this? Your real name's Wally. So why Gautier?
Well, my birth name is actually Wouter. I was born to a couple of Flemish parents from Belgium. Yep. And that Flemish name, Wouter, translates into French as Gautier. And as all good, folks from Flanders do, they tend to learn French as well.
Yeah.
And my mum was a French teacher as well as speaker. So she used to use Gautier as a bit of a pet name for me when I was young. So when I was 20, 21, looking for an act name that, you know, had a personal resonance for me, but I came up with my own spelling to sort of take it even a step further away from what would otherwise have been, I suppose, the resonance of Jean-Paul Gautier's surname.
And yeah.
His whole fashion mogulness.
So where did you actually grow up if your family's half Australian, half Belgian?
I grew up in Australia mostly. My folks went to Australia when I was 2 years old from Belgium, and so I've grown up in the suburbs of Melbourne, Australia, and really an Aussie kid mainly, but then I've had this peculiar, strong connection with Belgium. You know, the whole extended family is still in Belgium, and went back there almost every year until I was 18 years old, and have gone back a number of times since to do concerts and see family. So, yeah, it's an interesting kind of relationship.
So we can always tell a lot of about a person from their favourite thing. So favourite album of all time?
Oh, that's tough. Probably Hounds of Love by Kate Bush.
Ah, interesting. Favourite TV show of all time? Don't say Neighbours, please.
It wasn't in the short list. In recent times, it would probably be Breaking Bad, but maybe going back further, it's probably Futurama or something like that.
Okay, cool. Favourite movie of all time?
Edward Scissorhands.
Nice. Getting a good kind of what goes on in your mind. Might be a little bit dark at times. I like this. Favorite thing.
Romantic.
Favorite thing to do when you have a day off?
Nothing better than getting on the bike and going down to the beach.
Okay,
body,
cool.
Body surfing.
Very Australian thing to do. maybe a barbie as well.
Maybe.
Would you throw a shrimp?
After a swim.
and finally, favorite country in the world?
Favorite
apart
country.
From Australia or Belgium, don't say either of those two.
Liechtenstein, and one day I will visit it.
Where is
Based purely on their postage stamps, which they're quite renowned.
What's good about the stamps?
They're just very collectible because it's such a small country, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you just blow my mind with a description of a stamp. I'm quite impressed. No one's ever done that before. Dude, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Cheers, man.
Thanks very much for bringing the song into our lives, and it's just taken the country by storm. It's been phenomenal here in the UK. The album is out now as well. What's going to be the next single from it? Can you confirm that for us?
I believe it will be a song called Eyes Wide Open.
Okay, brilliant. Gautier, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck with everything you do, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Cheerio. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.